Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word. And I am joined by my illustrious co-host, as always, Miss 100%. And as y'all know, we survived another Black Friday, and we want y'all to holler at us. So number is 646-929-2037. Once again, the call-in number. 646-929-2037. We also encourage you to go to our Smooth Drama site, www.smoothdrama.com. Join our Yahoo group, holler at us, check out the site, the videos, befriend us. We're on Facebook, Twitter, tag, social networking at its finest on Twitter. I'm Smooth Drama, Facebook, my yearbook, tag, everywhere else. I'm Dick Hugger. Add me, I'll add you back. As I always say, I know y'all ain't trying to holler at me. You want to holler at 100%. Tell them where they can stalk you at, this 100%.
You know what? Since it is that time of year and I'm such a giving person, you can stalk me as much as you want. I will not complain this Christmas season. Anyway, you can reach me. Miss 100%. Spelled out on Facebook, Miss 100% at yahoo.com. I'm not on the yes at yahoo.com or Miss Short Thing, THANG, at on tag.
All right.
Did I go a little fast? Or
not at all. I think they know where they can stalk you. And
yeah, they know by now.
And they can go to your
Twitter as well. 100% on Twitter.
Yeah, because they can go to our Smooth Drama site and just click on the link. And
right, it's a picture right there.
Yeah, you know, boombastic. speaking of boombastic and surviving this so-called Black Friday, they saying Black Friday, so-called, you know, Black Friday, the greatest shopping year. I'm just going to call it what it is. Crazy-ass people Friday. Because y'all crazy. I mean, we talking about shooting outside of Walmart. You know, of course, the customary thieves sitting outside waiting on folks to come out with the stuff so they can rob them of it. A woman who was, and get this 100, This is gangster. You know, I know you like to talk about what's gangster. This woman had the strategy where she would have the pepper spray, and whenever she got close to something that she wanted and somebody was trying to get it with her, she would spray the pepper spray on their ass. And grab it. And then she went and checked all her stuff out while everybody was screaming about being pepper sprayed.
I tell you what,
strategy.
If they catch her ass on the street, she is fodder. You know that. She might as well forget it. Her ass is grabbed.
Well, yeah, she's on video, but I mean.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if they happen to run up on her, she threw booking.
I hope she paid in cash. Because if she didn't pay in cash, they are on that ass.
For real?
Literally.
They're like, oh, you a dirty one.
there was a guy who drove 360 miles to Arizona to get a whatchamacallit, a TV.
Wow.
Because he said the people in California was too crazy.
Walmart?
Hey, not one that he wanted to go to.
Oh, wow. And then I was looking at this other one, reading about this other one where the grandfather was beat up by
the police.
He was beat by the security guard, and the police. I guess they were all beating him because he was trying to defend his grandson in all the chaos. And they said that he was being greedy, and people were just beating him for no reason. And all he was doing was trying to, you know, get his grandson out of the middle of the chaos and everything. And it's just crazy. People pepper spraying, people shooting each other. Okay, so let me ask this question then.
Ask away.
How is it that people are bitching and moaning about, I don't have money for this, I don't have money for that, we're in a recession, we're in a depression, blah, 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 but you got your stinking asses at Walmart spending up money that you shouldn't be spending? What's up with that?
Did you say stinking asses?
No, I didn't say stink. I said stinking.
Oh, my bad. My bad. I don't want to.
You got ignorant, unproductive. You at Walmart giving a conglomerate all your money. You complaining about all of these different corporations and stuff, but you going pouring your money into these places, and you think that you're getting a deal, but you don't realize, okay, you paying $300 for a $600 TV, but you don't realize that TV only really costs $25 to make. I'm dropping knowledge tonight. I ain't fooling with y'all. Okay. I'm just playing.
I was going to say, speak on it.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I feel you. You know, I feel that way all day. And I see these people, and I'm like, nah, I'm not going out. I'm not getting killed over a TV. I'm not getting killed over a $2 toaster oven. I mean, you know, it ain't worth it.
Over a Warcraft game that you getting for a little kid that tell you, Mommy, shut up. It's my life. Stay out of my business, Mom. You going to buy a child like that something for Christmas, really?
Hey, you...
That's most of the time it's those types of people that's out here spending up their money. Because, you know, normal broke folks, we're not out there at Walmart. We try to calculate the bill for the next month.
That is okay.
Well, we got a caller. Caller, you on
the air. I'm on the air.
Yeah.
Hey, I just had to comment about, what about the man in Target who was struggling to breathe, and everyone's just stepping over him?
Yes, I read about that. It's horrible.
It's not really a shock, is it? I mean, you know, these folks is crazy. That's why I just stay home. Is it really worth it?
Oh, of course not. Just like Miss 100% said, people in their stinking asses. Claiming they don't have any money, but when it's time to spend, they're out there for a so-called deal.
Yeah, we get to hear you twice.
Yeah, that's you know, you don't have to say, now you can say that again because you already said that.
But yeah, I mean, but that's the whole point. That's why we talking about this madness. Just come on, man. It ain't that serious. I mean, when grandma, I'm hearing about grandma is strapped to go to Walmart. Grandma got 38 in her purse because she know that y'all crazy asses is out there looking to rob her. I'm just stuck on grandma's strap going to Walmart. If grandma's strap going to Walmart, I don't have nothing to do with none of this.
Right,
because we don't know what kind of shot grandma is.
And you know what? Another thing that I couldn't understand is they know that Cyber Monday is coming. And Cyber Monday has more deals than Black Friday, bigger savings. So why not just forget about Black Friday and do Cyber Monday? I don't get that.
And, you know, you didn't even have to wait for Cyber Monday because there were some sites, one in particular, that had free shipping, and they had several different big box stores.
Right.
Basically, I didn't want to say, but basically Amazon, okay? With Amazon,
right.
you could have bought from any store and had the shipping free without right. having to leave your home.
Right. Exactly. Which is what I did, but hey, whatever.
Hey, what's the word for the week?
I don't know. We didn't do one this week.
We'll figure it out.
But you know what? Maybe we're stinking asses. No, I'm just kidding. Because you're just doing something, like I said, unproductive and ignorant. You're just out there for no reason doing dumb stuff. So
I think I got it. The word for the week is stinkism.
It's all right. See, look at that. Just
like that.
Just that easy.
I want to make sure it said right, Miss 100%. Stank.
Stank, not stink. Stank.
You're putting the long A in it. This is a shout out to Ike Turner. Put stank on it. That's how we do it.
Stank.
Ism.
All right, I'll make room for your next caller.
Okay. Thank you for calling in, caller.
Anytime.
All right. Now that we have established our word of the week, which is stank. Ism. Twilight. Breaking Dawn. Part one. Like, whoo, we needed another one. I guess Twilight was so bad that, or the stankism in Twilight was so bad that it was causing folks in the theater, several people all across the country, to catch epileptic seizures.
Wow.
Yeah. See, that stank when people are watching the movie and they get convulsed and they can't move.
Was it that bad? That's horrible. That movie sucked.
Right. I mean,
it super sucked.
Yeah, there was one guy in Sacramento who convulsed so violently that they had to bring in the paramedics and the rest of the screening was canceled.
Wow.
Like, you know what? We just stop.
Oh my goodness. I don't even know what to say about that one.
What is there to say? It was so bad that it like just stop the movie. Stop it.
Just people just having random seizures from watching. Oh my God, that's horrible.
Yeah. Just boom. I guess there's some flashing light in the movie, you know, somebody was pregnant having a little vampire wolflet or whatever the hell it is. I don't know. I refuse to watch the movie because I don't want to go to the theater and actually start convulsing myself. So I'm playing it safe.
Anyway.
Yeah. Exactly. That's how bad it is. You know, it just we just need to get back to kinder, gentler times and gentler things like the people in the Philippines. They want to start a little hobbit community for little people.
Where is it now?
4 foot and under in the Philippines, in Manila. People of small stature, as they call it.
Right.
They want to build a community of small houses, Lord of the Rings style.
Wow.
Yeah, so everything is going to be for people 4 foot and under.
All right. That's what's up.
Yeah. I mean,
they own community.
Yeah, I want to hang out there.
You're not welcome. They said 4 foot and under.
I know, I'm
you jump.
Feet too high. Yeah, I don't want to be in the news, so I got jumped by a whole bunch of little people. Whoop my ass. I'm on YouTube getting my ass whooped by some little midgets with hairy feet just beating the hell out of me.
I'm only 5'3" and I wouldn't be welcome here. So
right, I mean, because they look, get your big ass out of here.
I want to go just so I can feel tall.
That's how you going to get beat. Look at her tall ass coming over here. Thinking she's slick. We know what you're doing.
That's a shame. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Woo! Alright, and on that note... We gonna take a commercial break here. This is my man Callie. I used to love her. I used to love Common Sense, but she's gone. So
wow.
We gonna talk about using the lover.
Women so pretty.
Yeah.
Women so pretty.
Tell you a little love story.
Women so pretty.
Late nights, Thursday mornings and noons. The only one to keep me company with nothing to do. I always said I never fucked with you ever, but when my homies finally introduced me, I was like, whatever. Never thought we'd be together so long. Sharing you with others, but staying with you when I knew it was wrong. I didn't mind you were mine in reality. When my mom found we were fucking around, she got mad at me. So what though? We was just having some fun. At least I wasn't out banging and robbing people with guns. Never. She brought me peace, but she also held me back. The thing I loved, and she was easy. Always had her in the sack with booty calls. Late nights in my drawers, waking in the middle for just a little whenever duty calls. In my drawers after licking it down, till we were tight and I could pick her up from all over town. Not a hooker, but you know I had to give up the dough. No skank, spent my money on that high class, yo. You know me, homie, only fuck with the best. But because of money troubles, I'll be left with stress. Yeah. To get to what some of y'all feel me. Got to. Some may not. Kind of crazy though. Always got that feeling, you know. Yeah. Don't leave me, you know. For a while we tried to keep the relationship on the L, but sooner or later people knew, cause they could tell. I always had a sort of sparkle in my eye. People jealous off the fellas cause they knew that she was fly. Eventually I had him running with the cops. I was tested, got arrested, and I knew I had to stop. Hesitated but separated for now. When I found other alternatives to making me smile, I turned to drink and I was thinking might as well. But I always had to try and block a beautiful smell. We had a special bond, picked her over any blonde. Cause our connection often took me many steps beyond. It hurts to see her in the hands of another. Even at home I caught her in the garage of my older brother. Our good times meant nothing to her. Apparently to me it did, though my memory's still a blur. Things changed, it was easier to see her settle down. And it's a rarity to see me drinking beer. I'm seeing clear, trying to get my head straight. But whenever she comes around, it's feeling like our first date. How I met her, broke her up and got back together. Yeah, I know I'm wasting my cheddar, but whenever she's around, I'm a hound trying to find her. The only time I kiss ass is when I stand behind her. Grab her by the waist, put her in my face, maybe even give a quick lick so I can get a taste.
flames to the tip. Hoping that she doesn't slip. Lighting up and take a puff. Put her in between my lips. The first time I was fine, it's been a while. Now they saying I'm an addict, I'm in total denial. Years later, we still kept contact. When the homies would wanna hit it, I have cash on that. But eventually, I decided to stop. For one, I need to get focused, and two, I need a new job. I'm feeling better, so accept, listen to this. I have a dream that I get high, and I wake up on this. It's so rare, I thought I smoked, but I didn't. I used to love my Mary Jane, but I've been sober for a minute. I had to quit it, she never really committed. So since I knew I had a problem, it's my way to admit it.
Crazy, right?
You gotta stay away.
You know, I know y'all know what it's about.
You know we be meeting up on the low, though.
I ain't the only one.
Yeah.
Addict. Collective culture.
Addict one.
Contains jazz.
George.
George B. What up,
Bobby?
Literate shit, man. That's so
bitch. Together you got smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was my man Kali off his album, The Man of Many Hats. I used to love her. I love soul music. I just love soul music. Just make me want to dance. I don't know. Anyway. Oh, what I don't want to do is buy toilet paper, even though I must. Florida. I was trying to stay out of Florida, but something just keeps pulling me in. It's like they talk about the drug game. I was trying to get out, but it kept pulling me in. That's Florida. Florida's like my drug game. There's several prosecutors. They got three people who arrested because they had duped customers into buying about $1 million in unnecessary products. Most cases, they had tricked people into buying 70 years worth of toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they said more than a dozen customers were told they needed special toilet paper to avoid ruining their septic tanks because the federal government changed regulations on toilet paper.
Wow.
Now, I'm sorry. Part of it is, I can see a salesperson trying to sell you some shit, but come on. Are you really, can somebody trick you into buying 70 years worth of toilet paper?
You know what?
Not 70 days.
The federal government changed the regulations for toilet paper. So you need to buy this new type of toilet paper, but also buy 70 years worth of it, because what?
Yeah.
I don't see how they were tricked. I don't see how it happened, but they said they targeted elderly customers, so elderly people. So sometimes with elderly people, if you scare them enough, they'll believe anything or they'll buy anything. And that's crazy, especially when elderly people don't have nobody looking out for them. Obviously, they don't. They said they sold them products like a $200 septic remedy treatment, which was supposed to eliminate the need to have tanks pumped and special soaps and detergents. What did they make up these products, or is it?
You know, like I do, you go into the store, they will sell you anything. They will sell you the scrapings off their gums.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait.
The scraping off their gums?
Yes.
That's nasty. But you know what? You're telling the truth, though.
You know I'm telling the truth. They down to sell you anything.
For whatever price they can get you to pay for it. Yep.
You need these special headphones. I got like 8 pair of headphones at the crib, dog. I don't need no more. But this works for these skull candies. They specially modified to put in my goddamn ear. See, so in one instance, I'm like, I guess you can. They charge them with fraud charges, but shit, ain't that all salespeople?
Yeah, really.
For real. People's stuff. You know, you go to get your oil changed. They want to rotate your tires, change this filter, that filter.
But they don't change your oil.
Right. Can we wash your engine? I mean, they want to do everything but the oil change.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to put them in jail for fraud, too? You know, it's one of them things. I mean, now real fraud is this heifer who illegally changed the player's grades for her husband's football team. She had tampered with the computer records in some community high special. She's a community high special education teacher, and I guess she had hacked into. And she's not smart, by the way. She hacked into the school's computer from her house and changed the grades. And it was traced directly to her computer. She's the husband of the football coach of the high school, who, of course, says, I didn't even know that she did that. And what she did, she tried to be slick by changing the grades of not just the football players, but all the students, like slightly bumping them up so it wouldn't look so obvious. But
right,
yeah, still stupid. From her house, you're the wife of the head football coach.
Yeah, it's like it can't be traced back to you.
Right, and you being his wife. And changing the grades for his players, they wouldn't suspect that.
Right.
Yeah.
So he said he didn't know anything about it.
And he know nothing about it.
Well, there was another case like this, and the husband actually told on his wife. He caught her doing it, and he told on her. Yeah. I think they are headed for a divorce court on that one.
Yeah, he didn't want to get fired. He probably planned on getting rid of her ass anyway. Shit, she ain't getting me in trouble. I need my job.
Pretty much. I think that was...
Yeah, I mean...
That's called me my job. I'm not telling you.
Right. Well, another case in point of common sense is on call. I'm pulling Willie D., from the ghetto boys. Common sense is on call. This woman came out on Herman Cain. I'm sure everybody's seen the long-term mistress. Said they've been for 13 years.
Mm.
So you're coming out now. And her reason, 100, is she said, well, I don't want other people to come out with it.
What?
Yeah, that's her reason. She's on the video saying, I came out because other people might come out. So I'm going to come out before they come out. So that way it's out before they can say it.
I'm going to come out before they come out so that I can get a bigger piece of the pie than everybody else is getting because I was sleeping with his old wrinkled up ass longer.
But, all right, here's my scenario, Miss.
I have the bigger and better story. So, peek me.
Yeah, but here's what I'm saying, 100. If I'm running for president, we've been hooking up for a while. I'm sure there's been some party favors that she has acquired over the years from him.
Over 13 years. Yeah.
Right. So, it stands to reason that if I'm going to be president and you are my mistress, I'm going to hook you up.
Why don't you keep your mouth shut?
Yeah, don't they know that Marilyn Monroe lives forever? Now she even has a movie. Now, I mean, she lived good. I mean, her spirit lives on forever. Monica Lewinsky, she lives on forever. How many people know the name of the mistress for Gary Hart?
Right.
The name of the mistress for John Edwards.
They know part of the story, but they don't remember.
Remember the names. Why? Because they never got to be president.
And the sheer statism of the whole thing is that these women are such big hypocrites because they're trying to come out as if they're doing the world a favor by ratting him out, but he couldn't have got none if you didn't open your damn leg. So you just as much guilty as he is. So what makes you think that it's cool for you to even come out and say, yeah, you know, you shouldn't elect him or you should nominate him, blah, 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 because he had a 13-year clean.
No, it comes down to this 100. I sucked his dick. Don't vote for him.
Ain't that stupid?
I mean, that's the most retarded. Anyway, I'm saying.
That's exactly what it is.
I'm saying this. If he got a chance to be president, why would you mess that up? He gonna hook you up. You get preferential treatment.
Now just think. 13 years are on your back, gone down the drain.
Yeah.
Cause you wanted to run your mouth.
Yeah. Just like that.
And you see Herman Cain's wife, she said, look, I don't know nothing. I like her. She like, you know what? I don't care what y'all say about him. I don't care what you accuse him of. I don't know nothing. I'm not admitting to nothing. I stand behind my man, regardless.
Yes, that stankism at its finest. And she's like, yeah, I'm above that. I'm holding my nose on you bitches. That's all it is.
Wow.
Yeah, and speaking of holding your nose here, this the government, and you know how I feel about the government being involved in everything we do.
Mm-hmm.
Third grader taken away from his mother and placed in foster care because he got too big. They supposed to be in this program called Healthy Kids, Healthy Weight. And I guess he had lost a few pounds, but he gained some back. So in their infinite wisdom, they take the child away from the loving mother and put him in the
foster care.
You know, how does that help?
That doesn't.
That does that. You messed the child up. I understand, you know, and I'm for kids doing stuff. I mean, I think that it's a shame that the child is over 200 pounds. But
see, here's the thing, though, Dave. There's a difference between a person giving birth to a child that is of average weight. And then, you know, just overfeeding that child and causing that child to be obese. But when you already have a family lineage of obese people and you give birth to a child that's already big, then it's not something that is a surprise. And it's not as if the woman was not doing what she was supposed to. She is the person that actually contacted the group to get involved with the group because she wanted to help her child and help her whole family. And he lost weight and gained some weight back, just like with everybody who's trying to lose weight. You may lose some and then you might gain two or three other pounds back. He started having breathing problems, which he was already having sleep apnea problems, and she took him to the hospital. And because she's trying to, you know, be, I guess, proactive and trying to help her child, they took her child away from her. What killed me is the fact that they will leave a child in a home that's starving to death. We talked about the six-year-old girl,
right,
and her siblings. When the six-year-old was starved so severely that her flesh fell off her bones, you will leave a child in a house like that, and the house had food in it, but they just wouldn't allow the child to eat. But you will take a child away from a loving mother and put it in a situation where nobody is going to love your child like you love your child. So now this child is in the system and is going to be mistreated and suffer all types of psychological problems because of it, I can guarantee. So what, I don't understand it.
Right. And that's the whole point. This is not a situation where the parent isn't there and the parent isn't loving. This is a situation where the parent just maybe just need some educational nutritional choices.
Right.
You can work with an individual who is taking care of their kid actively.
Right.
As opposed to just, well, you know what, just going to put them into the system. And then now what? Well, I mean, what is the system? It's just a bunch of people, and you want to throw them into the adoption. Nobody's going to adopt the kid. So he's just stuck. He can't be with his parents, his family. I don't understand it. And then we get into the situation where you have government can step in and take your kids if they think that you aren't taking care of your kid to their satisfaction.
Right.
Now, I don't know about anybody else, but this is one of my conspiracy theory situations, setting a precedent. I can take your kids for whatever. I don't think you feeding your kids how you should be feeding the kids.
It's the same thing as, we don't want you to spank your children, but we got billy clubs or nightsticks, and don't teach them nothing at home so they can grow up ignorant and hard-headed and go out and commit all kinds of crimes. We'll beat the shit out of them for you.
Right, once they get to jail.
It's sickening.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's way past disgusting. And when I see people arguing and occupying, I mean, these are issues. I get the Occupy Wall Street, but once again, I always say that if you want to hit them, just don't bank with them. Just don't spend your money with them.
Right.
You know, this was a perfect example. We talked about the craziness that went on with the Black Friday, and how, as you say, that you can go out and spend all this money. You can go out shooting people, pepper spraying them. You're sitting in line for a week and a half to get some Christmas gifts. But you can't put all that into, like you said, being a productive citizen and trying to make things right and fighting against government policies like this. I mean, like this. You know, you pay $300 for the TV, as you say, $25 to make.
$25 all together, and they only paid the people that made it $2.
Right. Dollar for them tennis shoes that you make that you pay $125 for.
Right.
Yeah.
We need to really reassess our priorities.
Yeah. Well, you know, we gonna go on break here, and I'm just gonna let Marvin say it. This is Marvin Gaye. Make me wanna holler.
Yeah.
Spend it all.
Marvin Gaye, the late great Marvin Gaye. Inner City Blues, make me want to holler. No, I've done it a few times. And to think, what, he made that in the 70s? Early 70s. Things ain't changed, not one bit. Interesting. And you know, I'm happy. It was alluded to in the chat room that I have my celebratory, this is my Mardi Gras hat, by the way, so y'all know this is Mardi Gras at its finest right here. You recognize I've got my celebratory Mardi Gras hat. The NBA is back, so you know I got my Pacers shirt on. I'm representing NBA. What? my itching is gone. But as we talk about basketball, you know, of course, it's Bernie Fine shit is out here. Syracuse is former associate coach, because they fired his ass yesterday. I don't know if you've heard it or anybody's heard it. This telephone conversation that his wife had with one of his victims, Bobby Davis. Mm-hmm. They have been playing it on ESPN. I mean, it's something that was recorded by Bobby Davis, unbeknownst to Bernie Fine's wife, where he's talking about the abuse, and the wife is like, Yeah, I know he'd been doing it, and I mean, I have no competition, because, hey, I can't compete with boys. I mean,
she said that.
Yeah. It's mm-hmm. a long, elaborate conversation that she's having with the young man. She knew about it. She had known about it for a while.
Who was recording the conversation?
The young man, one of the young men who was abused, Bobby Davis.
Wow, so he calls her up and he's recording the whole conversation.
Yeah, they were having the conversation. He's talking about how it started in seventh grade. And
she knew.
Yeah.
That he was doing it.
Yeah, she's on the tape saying, I know everything that went on, you know.
She's worse than he is.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, she's like, Bernie has issues. Maybe he's not that aware of, but he has issues. And you trusted somebody you shouldn't have trusted. And,
wow.
You know, mm-hmm. I sat there, and like you said, it's easy to say that she is as sick as him. And, yeah, there's obviously issues there. But if you look in the common theme across the country, in the world, whatnot, molestation,
mm-hmm.
people live with it. I mean, we all know that the shit goes on with the Catholic Church.
Right.
And nobody's burned down the Vatican.
Right.
You know, I mean, we know for a fact that they have moved hundreds, thousands of priests who are on record as did it. They just reassign them.
Right, so that they can have a fresh breed of people to molest.
Right, and see, once again, everybody's culpable because you don't tear that institution down. So when you say, okay, well, she's as sick as him, but then you have to look at everybody who's looking around at it. I mean, we see the Eddie Long, and we laugh. You know, I play the Eddie Long song, whatnot. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, they are all part of a big conspiracy of, yeah, we don't care. Because if we cared, the shit would stop. Period. But it has never stopped. I mean, it's out there. Everybody know it's happening.
Well, I have a question about this. Because since everybody knows that it's happening, why do the accusers or the quote-unquote victims, if they feel victimized, you know, why do you wait so long to come out and say something and then... I can't pronounce the name. Is it Boam? He made a statement. He said, what are people looking for here? I believe they're looking for money. I believe they saw what happened at Penn State, and they're using ESPN to get money. That is what I believe. And whether it's true or not true, I believe that as well, because how can you feel so victimized, but you don't ever say anything? Don't tell me I ain't never been in a situation, because I have, and I'm not putting my business up there. But why wait until the payday is coming to then say I'm a victim too? Give me a check.
Well, I think the difference is when you're talking about I'm a victim, give me a check. You got to remember the victim and the psychosis of the victim. You were taken advantage of. You're an individual that's taken advantage of. And as I stated earlier, everybody knows what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's accepted. Nobody has just straight up said, you know, fuck the church. We burning this bitch down because y'all molest kids. And you reassign the people who molest kids. You protect rapists. Nobody's ever done that. So ingrained in the child's head, who do I go to? The highest authorities are the ones who are abusing.
Mm-hmm. are protecting the abusers.
Right. So who do I go to, really? I mean, one, you can't discount the shame part. And
no, I'm not doing that. No.
You know, you don't want to talk about it. It's a tough situation. Mm-hmm. Now, you have also, authorities are not going to be on your side, per se, because we're talking about powerful people. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's easy to say, yeah, it's the paycheck. And, yeah, we know in some situations it's going to be about the paychecks, but at the same time, they deserve to get paid. They were violated by the individual.
But what about the people who were violated that can't get paid?
Well, I mean, and that's what I talk about when I say, where's the justice? We sit around and we never go at the people and the institutions that sanction these abuses. Sanctions these abuses. If you're not going to take and tear them down and let them know, yeah, the shit's not going to happen, you can't really complain on the results. Some people get paid, some people don't. You know, my payment would be, hey, if I know that they're going to meet justice, I'm cool with that. I don't need a check.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't go like that. And it will not go like that until people have the attitude that, hey, it don't matter. Once somebody like Bernie Fine, he's found to have done that, molesting kids, whatnot, you should go at his ass. You should get at him. Period. By any means. I mean, you see all this violence? You have violence over Christmas,
right?
Shopping, but no violence over molestation,
right?
Think about that for a second.
Not pepper spraying nobody, not beating nobody down, busting them upside the head. It's all good,
right?
And but as soon as you try to get a TV that I want, I'm gonna have to put a hot one in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and you see what I'm talking about?
That's like I said, we need
the very attitude.
Priority.
Yeah, exactly. As priorities and setting the tone. There's a tone that needs to be set. And until we set in that tone, it doesn't matter. I mean, look, young man Andre Davis. I don't know if anybody knows about it. Out of Ohio, accused of having sex.
Quote unquote gangster of love.
Yeah. Accusing of having sex without telling partners he had tested positive for HIV. I mean, he's a straight up serial killer.
Right.
There's nothing else to say. I mean, and
premeditated.
Yeah, and on top of it, they're talking about some of his supporters sniffled as the verdict was read. His ex-girlfriend, who was identified, is quoted in the article as sobbing in the courtroom after reading of the verdict. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't sob over serial killers.
Mm-mm-mm.
I don't sob over serial killers that I know. I find out my cousin or my brother or my sister was a serial killer, I'm not sad that they go away. I'm sad that they committed the crime. I'm ashamed. But the people, see, and that's the attitude. Crying over people who did bad shit to people. Cry over the crimes.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that they victimized and messed up their lives. Hey, I get it. He had, shit's fucked up. He got HIV. Deal with it, homie. Don't put your pain on to somebody else.
Okay.
You know, I'm sorry. I can't see it or endorse it.
Right. See? 12 women.
Right.
That's, but not just 12. He's being charged in Warren County as well. So he was already convicted of 14 felonious assault counts. And for Cincinnati, but then he's in Hamilton County. But now he's also facing more charges in Warren County as well.
Right, and that, who's to say there was people that he didn't hook up with on the low who didn't
that
know
nobody know about.
Yeah, don't know his name at the club, whatnot. I mean, sank.
Ism.
Yeah, and I'm not crying for that.
No.
Not crying at all. Another case in point, shit that we shouldn't care about. Water pump in Illinois was destroyed by foreign hackers. That was the report by the Illinois Statewide Terrorism and Intelligence Center, who claimed that a hacker with a Russian IP address caused the pump to burn out by turning it on, off, on, off, on, off, on, off. Then our Department of Homeland Security said, nah, there's no evidence of cyber intrusion, and it's no big deal.
Really? No big deal that somebody can hack into our water system?
None whatsoever, because they said so.
There's no big deal to them because they're not drinking the same water that we drink.
Right. I mean, it's sort of like a situation that happened here in Oakland. Young child murdered during the rap video. During the filming of a rap video. Well, she not murdered, but in critical condition.
Yeah, shot in the head. Yeah. 1 year old child. Oh, well, sorry, 1 year old baby boy.
Right. Another no big deal. You know, because once again, as I was saying, setting the tone, we allow shit like that to be commonplace in our mentality. Like, yeah, that's just how it is. Instead of saying, nah, that shit is wrong and it should never happen. And it is a big deal. You know, you care about these so-called stars and shit that happens to them. Hey, people in the hood, their lives are just as fucking important.
Right.
It's big.
I wanted to read a comment. This, I guess, by a black person, Jay Al in Boston. He said, I have to admit the black community in this case gives ammunition to some of you racists, blah, 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 on comments. I myself cannot understand why blacks continue to act the way they do because I'm from the hood and it was not by choice. Blacks are trying every day to prove this is not who we are. But as you can see, these morons make it difficult. First of all, let me say this. When is it okay for somebody to be trying to film a video? Oh, okay, it's a rap video. So then people are on Yahoo or commenting saying because it was a rap video that it's okay that people came and start shooting everybody for no reason. They're saying just because it's rap music, it deserves violence. And people are ignorant because rap music, yes, there are some rappers who portray violence, but then they're trying to say that this is the whole, that they're making comments about the whole. And it's just ignorant and it's like, again, I said, stupid and ignorant. And they don't need to be making comments like that when they have no idea what they're talking about.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, ain't they stank?
Stank.
Stank, stank in the mind. That's stankism.
Yes.
haters are going to hate. People are going to say what they're going to say. But like I said, we need to change the attitude, and that starts with us and what we value. And on that note, I want to thank everybody else for listening out there. Thank you, Ms. 100%, for dropping your bombs on the stank that's out there and trying to blow the stankism away. I'm Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word for Miss 100%. We are Smooth Drama. We are out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drummer. Together you guys.
Smooth.
drummer.